time is any time, anywhere. It's always time for Ice Cold Coca-Cola. Your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola presents Coke Time, transcribed with Fred Robbins, our special guest, Eddie Cantor, and starring America's favorite young singer, Eddie Fisher.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coke Time. And a very special show it is tonight with Eddie Cantor as our guest. Lots of people come to Hollywood to see the sights, to go on tour of the movie studios, drive back into the mountains, or down along one of the fabulous beaches. But for me, a trip to Hollywood wouldn't be complete without an evening or two with Mr. Cantor. This time, I hope you'll come along with me for our all-too-short 15 minutes. Our first look is over our shoulder, back to those green years of yesterday.
Run to wonderful green years. Where did you fly? Your April kiss made me feel spring would always live on. But youth is a dreamer, and when I awoke, my springtime was gone. Wise men say love is a secret of springtime in autumn when April is past. Oh, where will I find such a lover at last and recapture the rapture of those evergreen years? Wise men say love is a secret of springtime in autumn when April is past. Oh, where will I find such a lover at last and recapture the rapture of those evergreen years?
Eddie Fisher reminiscing about those green years.
With Eddie Cantor sitting here listening with green eyes.
Mr. C, whenever I'm with you, I always start thinking back.
Eddie, my boy, you're too young to have memories.
But a lot of things have happened to me because of you.
You know, Ida said those very words the other night. I wonder if you were talking about the same thing.
No, I mean the first time I was on stage with you, right there in front of everybody. You asked me if I'd go on tour with you across the country.
I remember it so well. Right after you'd sung your song, I announced, Eddie, you may not know it yet, but you're leaving with me on a tour. We open tomorrow night in Convention Hall in Philadelphia.
You really took me by surprise.
I know I did. Do you remember what you said? I asked you, Eddie, will you come with me? Will you start tomorrow? And you said, does it have to be tomorrow, Mr. Cantor? And I said, why? What's the matter? And Eddie Fisher answered, I've got something on tomorrow. I'm auditioning for a job.
I guess I already had a job and didn't realize it. But right at that moment, all my dreams started coming true.
But not all of mine, Eddie. I had plans for you, big plans. What man with five daughters doesn't have plans?
But more things happened the last time I was on stage with you, Mr. C. It was at my opening at the Coconut Grove here in Hollywood last June.
Yes, and I volunteered for the job of introducing you. I was introducing you the opening night, Eddie. And it was a tremendous opening, too. I've been to a lot of these first nights of the Grove, but yours was really the most exciting.
Thank you. And back in the dressing room after the show, we got talking about one of those parties. When was it? Back in 1931?
That was about the year. Anyway, I remember it was Jack Benny's first 39th birthday. I said to him, Jack, don't ever change. And you know something? He took me seriously.
I was only 3 years old.
Oh, but you've changed, Eddie. And I think you made a big mistake not being around in 1931. Then you could have introduced some of those wonderful songs, like Dancing in the Dark, of the icing.
Kate Smith was getting the moon over the mountain for the first time.
And Vaughn Monroe didn't come along to help her for 10 years. And Rudy Valley became the philosopher of the megaphone when he started crooning, "Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. Why you work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. Eddie, oh, that was such a song."
Sure is, Eddie. Say, maybe we ought to reopen that big book of songs for that year and see if there aren't some that are ready for a revival.
There are plenty of them, Fred. Plenty.
How about that one I like?
Which one is that, Eddie?
"Sweet and Lovely."
Oh, the Gus Arnheim song.
That was Gus Arnheim's theme, Fred. And I'd vote for a revival of that any day.
Today?
Of course. It'll make me feel like I'm dining at the Coconut Grove and no cover charge.
Okay, Mr. C.
"Sweet and Lovely."
Sing it, Eddie. Sing it.
"Sweeter than the roses in May."
He's singing for my supper.
"And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me. Who would want a sweeter when she nestles in my arms so tenderly? There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely. Sweeter than a rose. Nothing more I can say."
Like it says in the song, "Sweet and Lovely, there is nothing more I can say." And you know, Eddie, we've talked a lot this season about family picnics. Have you ever been to one of those big community gatherings, though?
Oh, sure, Fred. You mean the kind that's usually sponsored by a local club or charity or other organization?
That's right. The kind of outing where just about everybody in the community seems to go. Oh, there's usually all sorts of activity.
I know what you mean. I've been in a couple of those softball games.
Well, it's good once in a while to get out and stretch the old muscles, you know.
Yes, but after a short time, Fred, I'm ready to call time out and relax a while. And I will say that's the time where the famous pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola really fills the bill.
That's true, no matter what kind of game you're playing. A pause with a frosty bottle of Coke is always a welcome pause. You have a chance to rest and refresh. And you know, if you go back to your game, you'll actually play better because you'll be refreshed and raring to go. Coke is refreshing, and a pause with a frosty bottle of Coca-Cola will be a pleasant one because Coke is delicious, too. So if you play hard, pause once in a while. Have a Coke. And then play refresh.
Delicious, refreshing Coke. Can I order you another, Mr. C?
We'll have one later at my house, Eddie. I want you to come over so I can show you some scrapbooks I have for that year, 1931.
You know, I was wondering what it would be like to sing back then.
Well, you know, singers came in groups. There were the Boswell sisters. I remember the Pickens sisters. The Rhythm Boys?
Yes, and each of those teams graduated a solo star. Connie Boswell, Jane Pickens.
And in the Rhythm Boys, there was Al Rinker, Harry Barris, and the third fellow.
I know.
What was his name?
I know. He sings ba 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 boo.
Yeah. He came from Spokane. Bang something or boom or...
I know. Gary's father.
That's the one. He was going along so nicely. Whatever became of him?
You know, if I'd have been in the business back then, I wonder if I'd have been in a team.
I should hope so, Edward. You'd have met me, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And there you have it. Just two Eddies who like to sing.
Well, maybe it's not too late. We can still break in the act.
Mm-hmm. Kid, you're on. Pretend right now. We're walking into the spotlight in the Coconut Grove tonight.
We're just two guys named Eddie who like to sing a song. Just give me a note and I clear my throat. Just give me a cue and I'm singing for you. Why, I sing the old song and I sing the new. But just for a laugh, we're gonna switch a song or two. We're just two guys named Eddie. So for a change, you be me and I'll be you.
You mean I'm gonna be you?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at the oldest Eddie Fisher you'll ever see.
Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back.
You stay over here because I don't want to look at you. I was you, and now you're going to be me.
Yeah, that's going to be fine.
That's going to be good.
Right.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. I had a mustache as cute as a pup. Susie kissed me. Burn the dog thing up if you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl.
Oh, oh, my heaven.
You keep singing your way, and I'll keep singing my way. Let us stay the way we are.
When I sing like Canner, I can hear the people groan.
I could never, ever get that Eddie Fisher tone. So why don't you and I leave well enough alone and be two guys named Eddie?
Eddie and Eddie, always ready.
Eddie Fisher, I want to tell you I had a wonderful time being with you here tonight, and I'd feel terribly hurt if you ever come to Hollywood and don't invite me to be on your show.
Well, I'd like to make that a permanent contract for always.
But we've only got a 15-minute contract, Eddie.
Then we'll work on it later, huh?
Okay, Mr. C, but now it's time to say goodnight for Eddie Cantor, that is, and goodnight for Eddie, me, that is. Until next time, when your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola arranges the time and place. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.
Coke Time, starring Eddie Fisher with music by Axel Stordahl, is produced and transcribed by Gordon Auchincloss. Ed Stokes speaking.